Once again, this is Jim Rau, your host, Gather the Outcast Radio Ministry. Great to be with you today. Great to have you in that listening audience. We come to you each and every Sunday at this time. By the grace of God, we've been bringing messages for 20 years on this radio station. We praise the Lord for this station. We thank you for all the listeners, for the prayers, the support. Most of all for you, if you've joined us today for the very first time, we say welcome to you. And if you've been with us for many years, we say thank you. And we hope you come back each and every Sunday. Keep making this a regular stop on your Sunday worship schedule. Today we're going to be talking about Pentecost, the pouring out of the Holy Spirit. Today is Pentecost on the Hebrew calendar, Pentecost Sunday. And so we're going to commemorate that. We're going to study it and pray about it and hope that you, each of you, have your own personal private Pentecost to carry you and propel you into your kingdom destiny. So we'll take up this message here in just a minute. Turn to Joel 2:28 in the Old Testament, Joel 2:28. Well, once again, this is Jim Rau, your host. Before we get into the message today, just want to give you a brief update what's going on over in Kenya. And we're in the process of building a primary school. We want to build a school for primary grades 1 through 8 and a preschool to go with it, probably 200 to 300 students total. And so this is going to be a big project. And we want to get the children of Makunda, primarily Muslim children, but some Christian children, and want to get them into a good environment, a Christian environment, where we can teach the gospel to them, the scripture and the life of Jesus Christ to them, that they can know the importance of their life. And so we want to put them in a good environment where their education is emphasized, but also in a Christian environment, which will be an evangelism environment, we can teach them about the Lord Jesus. So if you think you want to be a part of this project, email me, pureprairie@hotmail.com, pureprairie@hotmail.com. We can talk about the details. It's going to take about $300,000 to $400,000 to build this school. I believe the Lord can do it. He owns the cattle on 1,000 hills, and so we want to hear from you. Stay tuned to the end of this broadcast for contact information. Okay, today we're going to be talking about Pentecost, the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Today is Pentecost Sunday, comes 5 weeks after the crucifixion and the resurrection, and so Pentecost is a very important day in the Hebrew calendar. It's a very important day for Christians. Also, because we have the Spirit of the living God. We have the Holy Spirit to walk with us, to abide with us, to be with us, to counsel us. And so this is very important, the day when the Holy Spirit was poured out on all mankind. Well, if you go back to Joel 2 in the Old Testament, this was prophesied by the prophet Joel. He prophesied that the Holy Spirit would be poured out and that everyone in every corner, every nation, every tribe, every tongue, every person in every corner of the earth would be able to receive the blessing of the Holy Spirit. And so we're going to look at this prophecy here in Joel. Starts in Joel 2, verse 28. And Joel says, "And it will come about after this, that I will pour out my Spirit on all mankind, and your sons and daughters will prophesy, your old men will dream dreams, your young men will see visions, and even on the male and female servants I will pour out my Spirit in those days." And so I'm going to stop right there and just say that when the Holy Spirit is poured out, that is a hallmark in a person's life. It is a notable, very important event in a person's life. And he says, you're going to start to dream dreams. You're going to start to see visions. These are given by God through the Holy Spirit. We'll look at that in John here in just a minute. But he says, I'm going to pour it out on the male and the female servants, and I will pour it out even on the lowliest, the humble, the poor, people who have no status, no stature, no reputation. I'm going to pour it out on those who are hungry, those who desire to know me in a deeper way. And when this Holy Spirit comes, it's going to shake people. It's going to create in them zeal for the Lord of hosts. It's going to create in them a zeal to be my witness. And we'll look at scripture regarding that witnessing here in just a minute. Joel goes on to say in verse 30, "And I will display wonders in the sky and on the earth, blood, fire, and columns of smoke. The sun will be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the great and awesome day of the Lord comes." And verse 32, "And it will come about that whoever calls upon the name of the Lord will be delivered." Well, praise God for that. That prophecy came about 800 years before the Holy Spirit was poured out, and Joel was given extreme revelation there on what was going to happen in the days ahead. And so it happened just as Joel prophesied, just as Jesus predicted. Jesus talked about the Holy Spirit to his disciples primarily in John chapter 14, John chapter 15, and John chapter 16. So I suggest you read those chapters, 14, 15, and 16, in the book of John, because this is the most comprehensive teaching on the Holy Spirit. And Jesus is preparing his disciples to minister without him. And they didn't understand the consequences of everything that was coming up, or the ramifications of everything that was coming up about the cross, about Jesus being crucified. He told them over and over, tried to get them some warning, tried to get them some revelation of what was coming. But he was telling them that there was going to be a Spirit of God with them after he left. And so he was preparing them to minister without him. And in John chapter 14, Jesus says, "Truly, truly, I say to you," this is verse 12, "he who believes in me, the works that I do, he shall do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go to the Father." And so Jesus is saying, I'm going to the Father. This is determined. There's no way to get around it. But you're going to be able to do the works that I do, and even greater works. In other words, the miracles that Jesus was showing to people, was showing to the disciples, and performing on people everywhere he went. He did signs, wonders, and miracles. Jesus says, you're going to be able to do this also. And you're going to be even able to do greater works than I do. Well, how can that possibly be? Jesus raised people from the dead. He gave sight to the blind. He gave hearing to the deaf, every kind of miracle. And we talked about it in the prayer time, even miracles of mental issues, healing those who were mentally disabled, mentally unstable. He healed all the diseases of every person that he encountered. How can we do greater works than that? Well, it isn't going to be in quality, because raising the dead and healing every kind of illness qualitatively, it will not be possible for doing anything greater than that. But in quantity, because we have the Holy Spirit, because we have the Spirit of the living God with us, and we can go everywhere across the earth, we can step foot on many nations, and I've been to many nations, some of you have too, preaching the gospel or teaching the gospel. And so we can do that. We can go anywhere on the earth, 200 and some nations, every square foot of the earth can be covered by people preaching and witnessing the gospel of Jesus Christ. And I believe that's what he was talking about when he says the greater works you can do because I go to the Father. And so we're released and encouraged to go to the nations. The last thing that Jesus said, Matthew 28:19, he said, "Go into all the nations, teaching all that I've commanded you, baptizing in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit." And he said, "Lo, I will be with you always, even unto the end of the age." Well, if you go back again to John chapter 14, Jesus says, and whatever you ask in my name, that I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask me anything in my name, I will do it. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. And then he starts talking about the Helper, the Holy Spirit. Verse 16. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another Helper, that he may be with you forever. And so the Helper, the Holy Spirit, once you receive the Holy Spirit, he will be with you forever, every place you go, when you lay down at night to sleep, when you get up in the morning, when you go on trips, when you're going on vacations or wherever, whatever, the Holy Spirit is with you once you receive that Holy Spirit. He says, if you ask the Father, he will give you another Helper that he may be with you forever. And Jesus is the baptizer of the Holy Spirit. He's the one. Matthew chapter 3, verse 11. John the Baptist talked about Jesus being the baptizer of the Holy Spirit. He said, there's one coming after me, the thong of whose sandals I am not worthy to untie. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. And so Jesus is the baptizer. You ask for the Holy Spirit, and it comes at the time when you confess Jesus and you repent of your sins. You're baptized, then you receive the baptism also of the Holy Spirit. And so he says, verse 16, 14, 16, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another Helper, that he may be with you forever. Verse 17, that is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it does not behold him or know him, but you know him because he abides with you, and he will be in you. I will not leave you as orphans, I will come to you. That's verse 18. I will not leave you as orphans, I will come to you. And so we're not orphans. Jesus hasn't walked this earth for over 2,000 years or about 2,000 years. But we are not orphans. We have the Spirit of the living God available to us. We have the Spirit of the living God who can abide with us, and we abide with him. And so we are not orphans in this Christian walk. Well, praise God for that. We don't have to fear. God is with you everywhere you go. The battle is the Lord's everywhere you go. You just praise the Lord. You stay in prayer. You stay in fellowship. You stay in the Word. And the battle is the Lord's. He will be with you everywhere you go. You have that assurance. This is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it does not behold him or know him, but you know him because he abides with you and will be in you. Well, praise God for that. Well, verse 26, same chapter. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to remembrance all that I said to you. And so this is how the Bible was written. People who encountered Jesus heard him speak. God also gave them dreams and visions and spoke to them in that way. And he brought to remembrance the things that Jesus had said. They wrote it down. That was the scripture that we study, that we read each and every day. The Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things. And so when you have the Holy Spirit, you have the mind of Christ, you have the wisdom of Christ, the Holy Spirit will teach you all things, because the Father has wisdom of everything. The Father is omniscient, has all knowledge and all wisdom in everything. And so when the Holy Spirit is with you teaching you, you can know things that in your natural mind you would not understand or not have the wisdom to deal with. But with the Holy Spirit, you have a supernatural mind, you have the mind of Christ, and you can deal with and understand things that are not of the natural mind. Well, Jesus went on to say in chapter 15 of John, he's still teaching about the Helper, the Holy Spirit. John 15, 26, he says, when the Helper comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, That is the Spirit of truth who proceeds from the Father. He will bear witness of me. And so the Holy Spirit, the Father, and Jesus Christ are in perfect unity. There is never any disagreement. If the Holy Spirit gives you a word or a dream or a vision, or if the Holy Spirit speaks to you and gives you counsel, you can understand and know that this is from the Father through Jesus Christ to the Holy Spirit. There's no disagreement, no dissension, and you know that what you're receiving is from God when the Holy Spirit speaks to you, when the Holy Spirit counsels you. You know it is from God. And then Jesus says in 15:27, "And you will bear witness also, because you have been with me from the beginning." And so the disciples, they went through a lot of trauma. They went through a lot of cowering experiences at the end when Jesus was crucified. But they had been with Jesus from the beginning. When he started to minister to the multitudes, they had been with him from the beginning. He called them at the beginning. And so every one of them became strong witnesses before it was all said and done. Everyone except Judas, who betrayed him. All the rest became strong witnesses for Jesus. And they took the gospel and they went from that place in Jerusalem. They took the gospel and they went in every direction and became witnesses for the kingdom of God. That is the way he wants to use you also. We'll talk about that here in just a minute, to be a witness for the kingdom of God. Well, John 16, chapter 16, verse 13, here's a couple of more scriptures, has to do with the Holy Spirit. Verse 13, "But when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all the truth. For he will not speak on his own initiative, but whatever he hears, he will speak. And he will disclose it to you what is to come. And so he shall glorify me," verse 14, "for he shall take of mine and shall disclose it to you. All things that the Father has are mine. Therefore I said that he takes of mine and will disclose it to you." And so the passage of information, the passage of wisdom, the passage of revelation comes from the Father through Jesus Christ to the Holy Spirit. Then the Holy Spirit gives it to you. And so Jesus said that he will take of mine. All things the Father has are mine. Therefore I said that he will take of mine and he will disclose it to you. And that's how you have perfect unity with the Father in things that you are praying about, issues in your life, things that are stressing you, things that are giving you problems. Maybe your children are giving you problems. Maybe you have addictions. Maybe you have financial struggles. The Father has the solution to your problems. He gives it to Jesus Christ, who gives it to the Holy Spirit and gives it to you. And you will have the wisdom and the passion and the encouragement, the strengthening, and everything you need to deal with these problems. He'll give you the Holy Spirit to counsel you, and wisdom that you don't have in your natural self, in your natural mind. The Holy Spirit will give you that wisdom, and you can deal with issues in your life. And the Holy Spirit, if you're not born again, if you've never confessed Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior today, the Holy Spirit will prompt you. You don't even have to be born again to understand that the Holy Spirit will prompt you. He'll convict you of your sin. He'll convict you of righteousness and judgment. He wants to convict you, to bring you to a place of decision, to bring you to the valley of decision, so that you will walk into the kingdom of God through your confession of faith, through baptism. And so this is important that you listen today, even if you're not born again. Maybe you're here listening today just because you're curious. You don't know anything about the Bible, or not much about the Bible. You don't know anything about Jesus, but the Holy Spirit can teach you and counsel you and give you strength today to make the right decisions. Well, let's go on over to Acts chapter 1, because this deals directly with the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Acts chapter 1, Jesus, this takes place after Jesus has been crucified. Now he is appearing to the disciples 40 days later. And so it says in verse 3, to these he presented himself alive after his suffering by many convincing proofs, appearing to them over a period of 40 days and speaking of things concerning the kingdom of God. Then in verse 4, and gathering them together, he commanded them not to leave Jerusalem, but to wait for what the Father had promised, which he said, you heard from me. He was referring to the Holy Spirit there. The promise of the Father, the Holy Spirit. Jesus said, wait for it. It's coming. And so this is taking place 40 days after the resurrection. He's got the disciples together. He's telling them, this is the final piece of the puzzle. Before I leave, this is the final piece I'm telling you about, and it's the promise of the Father, the promise of the Holy Spirit, be abiding with you, that you will not be an orphan. And so Jesus is preparing them for this monumental day in their life. And he said in verse 5, for John baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. The very same words that John the Baptist used back in Matthew chapter 3, Jesus will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. Then verse 8, Jesus said, for you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be my witnesses both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and even to the remotest part of the earth. And after he had said these things, he was lifted up while they were looking on, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And so he said, you're going to be a witness for me. This is even after the crucifixion, when they all scattered. They didn't want to be a witness. They didn't want to associate with Jesus Christ. They didn't want to associate with the kingdom of God. They scattered. Now he has brought them back together, and he says, you're going to receive the Holy Spirit. You're going to receive power. That word power is the Greek word dunamis, or the same word that we use for dynamite. You're going to receive power, and you will get over your fear. You'll get over your timidity. You will want to be a witness for me, first in Jerusalem, then in Judea, then in Samaria, and then to the remotest part of the earth. And if you have the Holy Spirit of God in you, that's kind of the way it goes. Usually you start to witness locally in your own church, your own family, your own neighborhood. Then you go into Judea, which may be down the road a ways. Then you go to Samaria, which are people that are not of your own race, not of your own culture. Then you go to the remotest parts of the earth. Jesus wants people to go to the remote part of the earth. That is the Great Commission. He wants to seed people with the gospel in the remote parts of the earth. Come to Africa, you'll find people that have never heard the gospel. You'll find people that don't know anything about Jesus Christ. Go to India, go to Asia, go to places in South America. You will find people that have never heard about Jesus Christ or the gospel. That is why Jesus says, go with the Holy Spirit. That is why he said, to the remotest part of the earth. Well, let's jump over to Acts chapter 2, and here's the monumental, earth-shaking outpouring of the Holy Spirit that happened in Jerusalem on the day of Pentecost. The disciples had waited those 10 days, and here they are in Jerusalem, and it says in verse 1, when the day of Pentecost had come, they were all together in one place, and suddenly there came from heaven a noise like a violent rushing wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. And there appeared to them tongues as of fire, distributing themselves, and they rested on each one of them. The tongues rested on each one of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and began to speak with other tongues, as the Spirit was giving them utterance. And so there it is, the outpouring. It came first with a mighty rushing wind, and there was about 120 people up in this upper room in Jerusalem. They had been waiting, they had been praying, they were meeting together, and on this day the Holy Spirit came. It came first as a mighty rushing wind into this room, and then there was tongues of fire, the fire that John talked about. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. Those tongues of fire sat on each one of those people sitting in that room, and then it says they all began to speak with other tongues. They were filled with the Holy Spirit, began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. And so there you have it, the most earth-shaking, aside from the crucifixion itself, aside from the resurrection itself, the most earth-shaking thing that happened to promote the kingdom of God was when the Holy Spirit was poured out. It shook these people, a mighty rushing wind, tongues of fire. They all began to speak with tongues, and from that point, they went to the remotest parts of the earth to be witnesses for the Lord Jesus, to be witnesses for the kingdom of God. And that is God's plan for you, beloved. Read that first four verses over and over till you start to understand this is God's plan for you, that you have your own personal Pentecost, that you have your own personal reception of the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, that fire that comes with the Holy Spirit. God wants you to have it. It is His desire that you have it so that you can be a witness for the kingdom of God in the remotest parts of the earth. I enjoy preaching about this. We're going to look some more about the Holy Spirit next week. And so come back next week and we'll continue with this subject. Gather the Outcast is a listener-supported radio ministry. We thank the Lord for that. We'd love to hear from you. Sit down today, write us out a note, include a check, let us know you're listening. You can contact us at Gather the Outcast, Box 92, Norton, Kansas, 67654. That's Box 92, Norton, Kansas, 67654. Check us out at facebook.com/Jim Rao, or you can use your credit or debit card at PayPal, paypal.me/gatherTheOutcasts. And we'd love to hear from you. We'd love to know that you're listening and that you want to support the mission of Gather the Outcast. Thank you again for listening. God bless you. Tune in again next week. Have a great week.